In travel news for December 8th, 2023, we talk about Alaska Air Group purchasing Hawaiian Airlines. United Airlines continues to improve the travel experience, and American Airlines is aggressively expanding flights to Cancun this winter. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy. Even a blind traveler like me can do it. And now, today in travel. Alaska Air Group's recent decision to acquire Hawaiian Airlines for $1.9 billion marks a significant shift in the aviation industry. This move is set to reshape the landscape for travelers, especially those frequenting routes to and from Hawaii. By taking on Hawaiian's debt, which amounts to about $900 million, Alaska Air Group is making a calculated bet on the future of air travel in the Pacific region. For travelers, this acquisition is particularly noteworthy. Hawaiian Airlines, known for its dedicated service to and from the Hawaiian Islands, has faced multiple challenges recently. These include natural disasters such as the Maui wildfires, stiff competition from airlines such as Southwest, and a slow recovery in Asian travel markets post-pandemic. Despite these hurdles, Hawaiian Airlines remains a key player in Pacific air travel, a fact not overlooked by Alaska Air Group. The acquisition is expected to bring a myriad of changes for passengers, with Alaska Airlines already on a more stable financial track post-pandemic. The combined resources of the two airlines could mean enhanced services, better connectivity, and potentially more competitive pricing for flights to and from Hawaii. The deal also signals Alaska Airlines' entry into long-haul flights, particularly to Asian destinations, previously a stronghold of Hawaiian Airlines. However, travelers should be aware of the potential regulatory challenges this merger could face. The current U.S. administration has shown a willingness to scrutinize and challenge airline mergers, as seen in recent actions against other airline partnerships and acquisition attempts. With four major airlines controlling a significant portion of the U.S. market, this merger could face intense examination from regulatory bodies. For Alaska Air Group, this deal is not just about financial gains, but also about strategic positioning. The acquisition could redefine Alaska Airlines' market share, making it a stronger competitor against the dominant U.S. carriers. The combined airline will operate under a unified platform while maintaining each carrier's brand identity, offering a vast network of routes with over 1,400 daily flights. The Alaska Air Group's acquisition of Hawaiian Airlines represents a bold step in the evolving landscape of the U.S. aviation industry. For travelers, especially those frequenting Hawaii, this could mean more options, improved services, and a shakeup in the competitive dynamics of airlines. However, the journey ahead is lined with regulatory scrutiny and market challenges. As this deal progresses, it will be interesting to see how it reshapes the experience of air travelers in the years to come. United Airlines is looking to improve their in-flight service with the introduction of the grab-and-go snack station on select flights. This innovative feature offers a more convenient way for passengers to enjoy complimentary snacks and bottled water during their journey. The service, which began on a flight from Houston to Chicago, is designed to enhance the overall travel experience for United's customers. The grab-and-go station, a novel concept in air travel, allows passengers to access snacks and water without waiting for flight attendants. This self-service option is available only after the main cabin has been served, ensuring that all passengers receive the standard service before the snack station opens. The selection of snacks provided will vary depending on the flight's duration, adding an element of surprise and variety to the travel experience. Initially, this service will be exclusive to United's fleet of new A321neo aircraft and will be offered on flights that are 801 miles or longer. This decision showcases United's commitment to improving the passenger experience on longer journeys, where the convenience of snacks and refreshments becomes increasingly important. The grab-and-go snack station is just one of several innovative changes being implemented by United Airlines. Earlier this year, the airline experimented with a new boarding system prioritizing window seats first, followed by middle and then aisle seats. Additionally, United plans to overhaul its entertainment system on select aircraft by 2025, further enhancing in-flight leisure options. The CEO of United Airlines has been vocal about the airline's unique advantages in the competitive aviation market. These latest service enhancements, including the grab-and-go snack station, are a testament to United's commitment to offering a superior travel experience. By focusing on both convenience and innovation, United is setting new standards in passenger comfort and satisfaction. While United Airlines' introduction of the grab-and-go snack station on select flights is an innovative step towards enhancing in-flight services, it brings with it a note of cautious optimism. There are valid concerns, particularly regarding accessibility for people with disabilities. The self-service nature of the snack station may pose challenges for these passengers, potentially excluding them from fully participating in this new amenity. Another point of concern is the increased movement around the cabin, especially during periods of turbulence. Recent studies have shown that turbulence is increasing. With passengers frequently getting up to access snacks, there's a risk of increased injury or disturbances, especially if encountering unexpected rough air. These considerations highlight the need for careful planning and implementation of such services. It's crucial that United Airlines addresses these concerns to ensure the safety and inclusivity of all passengers while continuing to innovate the travel experience. American Airlines is set to offer an unrivaled number of flights to Cancun, Mexico, positioning itself as the top U.S. carrier to this beloved destination. With the announcement of 40 peak daily flights this winter, American Airlines is making it easier than ever for travelers to escape the winter chill and immerse themselves in the white sand beaches, rich archaeological heritage, and vibrant culture of Cancun and Riviera Maya. Beginning December 9th, American Airlines will initiate new nonstop flights to Cancun from three U.S. cities, Cincinnati, Ohio, Nashville, Tennessee, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This expansion elevates the carrier's winter network, offering a total of 18 nonstop routes to Cancun from various locations across the United States, ensuring convenience and accessibility for travelers nationwide. As the largest U.S. airline serving the Yucatan Peninsula, American Airlines doesn't stop at Cancun. This winter, they will also operate six peak day flights to Cozumel and two daily flights to Merida, offering the most comprehensive schedule for a winter getaway to this region. In a move to further enhance its service to Mexico, starting March 28th, American Airlines will launch four daily nonstop flights to Tulum, adding another dimension to its already extensive service to the Yucatan Peninsula. American Airlines is also revolutionizing the post-landing process with its cutting-edge smart gating system. This technology aims to significantly reduce the time aircraft spend taxiing and waiting for gates upon landing. By minimizing ramp congestion, this system not only enhances operational efficiency, but also contributes to a smoother, more streamlined travel experience for passengers. American Airlines' expansion of flights to Cancun and beyond is a promising development for U.S. travelers seeking a warm escape during the winter months. The addition of new nonstop routes and the innovative smart gating system signify American Airlines' commitment to enhancing travel experiences. However, it's essential to monitor how these expansions impact overall airport efficiency, especially in high traffic periods, and ensure that these advancements continue to align with passenger needs and expectations. Today on Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.